My servant shall not strive. Bible thought. He was oppressed, yet when he was afflicted, he opened not his mouth. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 7. Isaiah said more about the coming of Christ than any other Old Testament prophet. He called him God's servant and spoke of his humility and harmlessness. He won't break even a bruised reed or quench the spark in a piece of flax. Thus the Christ will not use earthly power to achieve his ends, but he will achieve the victory, and in him we hope. Matthew tells of many predictions in Isaiah that were completely fulfilled in Jesus. He came as a humble servant. He didn't use force, and when he could have called 10,000 angels, he didn't. He went as a sheep to the slaughter, not even raising his voice against the injustice. Through suffering, Jesus became our Savior, and also became our example. We must sometimes suffer in quiet, trusting that God will eventually make all things right. We must live to serve, even when it brings no earthly power, fame, or wealth. Jesus cried out for another way, but there was none. Sometimes we too wish life could be different, that we wouldn't suffer a loss or had more earthly success. But we, like Jesus, must keep our eyes on the big picture, knowing that God will eventually make all things right for us, even as he did for Jesus. Lord, we thank you for Jesus' willingness to go to the cross like a sheep led to slaughter. He took what we deserved. Help us to find salvation in him and take him as our example every day. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Stafford North, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.